I'd get the feed out the storeroom, put it in that cow trough. Well, she didn't have no calf, you know. I'd take my bucket and I'd wash that cow tit good. And I'd get me my box, I'd come right here. That's the cow bag. And hold that bucket between my legs. And do you know it'd take me some time, a half an hour, to get that cow dry. I mean, that bucket would run over. I'd take the same bucket, get on that shelf, and strain that milk in another bucket. And then from there, I'd take that to the house. Now, what, she strained it again. Now, she had another strand of, maybe like that, bigger than that. She set it on top of another bucket. She strained it again. Good to go that then. And I remember the time when I was, me and Frank, the same Dejean husband, was staying at the big house. We used to go out in that pasture and get on them cow and suck them cow house there. That's the truth. That's the truth. They had a big cow they called Bessie, that was mine. And he had, I don't forgot that other day. We drive them cows to that tree. I get up on it there and suck that cow. And so finally, old man Terrence Paul seeing us. He went and told Mr. Saba. He said, Mr. Saba, you see, Mr. Saba is an American man. And old Terrence, he was a Frenchman, he couldn't talk to me. He tell him, Pitié, c'était là-bas. But that man could understand. So, Miss Liska told me, what y'all was doing that pastor, you know? I said, we were sucking milk. He said, where? I saw him, Bessie, how do you call it? Cow, Bessie, I believe. And that other cow, I forgot. No wonder that cow ain't got no milk. Y'all suck them in the pasture. I said, yes, ma'am. Suck them. And she just left.
But did you say something to the cow to get them to stand still?
Well, you see, what did you say? He comes to me. Bessie? Oh, I forgot that name. La. La, that's French. La, you come to that cow. I come to that cow. I bet. And then she stopped. And I come down. I said, Plato. I mean, fix yourself up. She take that leg, throw it back. And I give that up on that suck that cow. You might think it's a joke. We've done that, practiced all the summer until the cow went dry. We never did quit. Miss Liska just laughed at us. She talking about that on the dinner table. And she going up and she's sucking them cows like that. And they say, hey, why is that thing? We ain't talking about washing those teeth. We want the milk.
and a lot of things would get in the garden too, wouldn't they?
No, you take, I'll tell you what we used to get out of that garden. We go there and take a turnip. Them turnip was good, them turnip was sweet. We go there and take a lot of turnip and go back behind that big stable. We go to that, not no faucet. You go to that well, pump water, you know, wash them good, eat peeling and all. Don't know about me, Frank, you might think it's a joke. Lord, that much turnip and something else we used to eat. Now, you know, when they was cooking, when they cooked cabbage, in the middle part of that cabbage, what do you call that, a heart? They don't cook that.
Yeah.
Me and Frank take that and get some salt. We're going behind the crib. Well, I used to cook them cabbage, you know. Family was big, but I had my about two or three of them things. We split them up, sit on that, we eat that. And that was good. Never had the fever. That's right. Well, one time, I take them with the fever. But what gave me that fever, I don't know. But I didn't stay long enough. About 4 days, everything was over. Mostly my sickness, it's a spider, that poison oak, poison ivy. I used to catch that in the spring of the year.
Yeah.
But anything else, go ahead. And what I mean to tell you, you get hurt, you get your fingers cut, or a nail in your foot. That man would come there and take a stick. Let me show you. But they did it to me right there on Mr. when I cut my foot. Stuck that nail in my foot,